killers next door, teens under house arrest, nerds who love dogs. Well, it must be movie day. Mark Jordan Ligon of the online magazine Slate has his weekly look at what the critics are saying about the latest films. Here is Summary Judgment.
Yes, it's Friday the 13th, and I'm sure many of you are suffering from paraskevadecatriophobia, which is, of course, the irrational fear of any new Halle Berry movie. No, it's actually the fear of Friday the 13th itself. And sure enough, Halle Berry has a thriller opening on this lucky day, Perfect Stranger. She goes undercover and will stop at nothing to crack the unsolved murder case of her friend.
Who knows? All it takes to commit a murder are the right ingredients at the right time.
This sexy thriller failed to heat up the screening rooms. The Chicago Tribune shrugs, fairly diverting until it starts becoming ridiculous. The Washington Post warns, just another thriller, utterly disposable. And the Seattle Post-Intelligencer moans, cliched, mostly routine, and never especially satisfying. For you pet lovers out there, you might be able to relate to the dark comedy Year of the Dog. Written and directed by Mike White, it tells the story of a single woman, played by Molly Shannon, who spirals downward after the accidental death of her beloved pet beagle. John C. Reilly and Laura Dern head the strong supporting cast.
Why does Aunt Peggy need cheering up?
Because Pencil died today. That's a lot to process, D-E-A-D-H.
The nation's critics pretty much want to pat this film's belly. An eccentric, affecting comedy, barks Newsday. And the New York Times says of Year of the Dog, it's funny, ha-ha, but firmly in touch with its downer side. And for those fans of the Hitchcock classic Rear Window who only wish that darn Jimmy Stewart could be replaced by a teenage character under house arrest, well, welcome to Disturbia. Shia LaBeouf plays the housebound teen who grows to suspect his neighbor of horrible, brutal things. David Morse also stars.
I know that you've been following me. I really feel obliged to tell you that I rather enjoy my privacy.
The critics pretty much enjoy this thriller with a few detractors, like the LA Times, which warns what it lacks in craft, suspense, and metaphoric richness, it makes up for with, gadgets. But Variety shouts Disturbia is a squirmingly fun suspenser, and Rolling Stone speaks directly to that all-important 18 to 24-year-old demographic with cool stuff, cool movie, which is exactly what can be said for Hitchcock's 1954 original Rear Window, cool stuff, cool movie.
Mark Jordan Ligon, a cool writer living in Los Angeles.